won't keep you long now, but I mean, first off, what a remarkable comeback. Yeah,
it was an amazing comeback, really. Like I said, it's probably the most important win for us of the season so far. It keeps us in there. We've got a big game against Swindon on Saturday. Especially performance-wise, wasn't good enough to come, especially from 2-0 down. Shows great character and great spirit, and those are the sort of games where you look up at the end of the season and they're really sort of important. The lads were poor for 70 minutes, 75 minutes, but very good for 15.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I gather what the manager said and what I've overheard you saying, not shying away from the sort of the nature of the performance for 75, but you've shown tremendous character and guts out there as a group. It sounds a bit cliche, but it was the never say die.
Yeah, we know we've got goals in the team. We know we can score goals. I can't put my finger on why it was so sort of why it took us so long to get going. Training yesterday, we weren't off it. We were quite off it, but with the warm up was good enough. We just didn't get going. For an hour or 70 minutes or so, we were second best. I'd probably say all over the park. You couldn't put your finger on a person who was winning their duel, really. Like I said, look, the ball fell to me. Luckily enough, got a good strike on it and got us back in the game. It changed the game really completely.
And I gather, did I agree you shouldn't have been taking a penalty?
Yeah. Colo said to me after he was on the board that he should have, but I honestly didn't see. I should probably let him add it, but I'd scored the one goal, and to be honest, I always fancy a penalty. And it was nice to get on it, and I do a lot of practice on them, so it was nice to put it into a game situation.
You make an habit of these late winners as well, don't you?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Is it a Davis family forte?
I wish it was, but you have to keep going, especially the way we've been playing. I thought, we need to get something out of this. I thought when they went 1-0 up, I thought, get a draw at least, and take that into Saturday with how poor we've been. But when they scored 2-0, I thought, right, if it's now whenever, we've got to have a go, and we did turn it round, and luckily, the fans were absolutely brilliant tonight, and we sent them home with a win, but not probably a great performance.
You must have found out a lot about yourselves as players, though. You find out a lot about your teammates, don't you, when in circumstances like that, when your backs are to the wall, things aren't going great, you know?
Yeah, it does, and sort of the gaff and the staff draw that into us every day. No matter what's happening, we never give up. We could lose 5-0, and if someone turns the back on the ball or whatever, then they probably wouldn't play for the club again. Yeah. And we have to go right to the end, no matter what's going on. And we did that tonight. And I think the fitness levels as well, we've been beasted in pre-season. I thought we looked strong sort of last 20 minutes, and that's where it comes in.